Hello, this is Jasmine calling you from customer support regarding your account. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, Amanda Brewer.
Thank you for that information. Let me go ahead and pull up the account and I'll be glad to assist you. And can I have you verify? Thank you for calling Green Ape CBD. Can I have you verify the zip code, please?
31405.
Okay, go ahead and pull up your account. Can you verify your address?
5900 Hunter Ridge Loop, Savannah, Georgia, 31405.
Okay, thank you. I have it for the CBD Serenity product. How can I help you?
So yesterday I called because I had a lot of issues. Like, it kept saying that it kept declining my card for, like, fraud reasons, even though, you know, it was myself doing it. And so I talked to someone on the phone. They ordered it for me through, like, a different card, and it worked. But the issue is now on the card that I tried to put through that declined it, it now showing on that card. So I need to make sure that gets canceled, you know, because now I have, you know, an order on a credit card, then an order on my bank account. So I never got told that went through. It kept saying, you know, they were detecting fraud, and that's why I called. So I have a random charge on my credit card. Let me tell you the exact amount just so you know. $185.45. But I placed an order on the phone for $146. That should be the only one. We did have some mess ups, so they had to, like, fix my order. But like I said, the $185 on a credit card should not be there because – like I said, it said, you know, it detected fraud, and even though I approved it on my side, on my credit card side, it still never went through, and that's why I had to call with my bank account and order through y'all. So I need to make sure if that's canceled or
How
if it
many...
doesn't show up on y'all's end, it might take a few days to, you know, bounce off of my credit card, but I just want to make sure multiple orders weren't put through randomly.
Okay, ma'am. How many did you put through?
So there should be – so I had an email, and this was the issue that happened yesterday. So I had an email. It was buy three, get two free for 500 milligrams, but I upgraded to 1,000 for $10. That should have been $146 for five 1,000 bottles. And that should have been $146. But then when I looked at my bank, when I did on the phone with her, she then charged me $46 other. But I called. I got it taken care of. They're basically – instead of – you know, removing the $46 off my account, they're sending me, you know, the value of it, if that makes sense. So that
yes,
was all
ma'am.
Taken care of. But the issue is today I just saw a charge of $185.45 on my credit card that should not be there because it said it didn't work. And that's why I called and made it. So I don't know if it, maybe it doesn't show on y'all's end. And since I approved it through the credit card, but y'all's website still declined it, maybe it'll take a few days to go off. I just want to make sure on your end it doesn't show a bill. And so
okay.
I know then, you know, in a few days it'll stop pending and it'll go off my account.
Let me look at that information. Give me one brief moment, okay?
Sure. Okay.
Just another brief moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm showing that it is going to reverse. It's going
to
reverse
okay,
in
just wanted
three
to make sure.
Shipping days.
Okay, the 185. Okay, awesome. Thank you
yes,
so
ma'am.
Much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope. You have a great day.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too.